My name's Joseph Atkin. I'm the head gardener at Aberglasney Gardens. Aberglasney Gardens is an 11.5-acre site. There's myself, then we have a team of gardeners and staff running the gardens, shop and the mansion. This is one of the most famous gardens in South Wales. It's developed a very good profile, and the history behind how it developed that profile is very interesting. When the trust started, the ancient portico on the front of the house was stolen, and somebody tried to auction it in London, and it was the publicity that came from that actually got the ball rolling with the trust getting set up and getting the funding to restore the mansion and the gardens, which has been going on for 12 years now. Aberglasney is a very compartmentalised garden, and there's lots of different bits to it, and it's a combination of both historic gardens, and there's a lot of new innovative types of gardens as well. Altogether, I'd say we've got about 11 gardens. There's the cloisters, which is almost like a garden museum, really, because it's all history in that area. It's the only one of its type that's restored in the UK. There's another one in Italy, but they're the only two existing restored cloister gardens that we know of. Then we have the upper wall garden, which is a traditional herbaceous garden, and they're always favourites wherever you go. That was also designed by the famous designer Penelope Hobhouse, which is another pull. And then we got the kitchen garden, which is a real garden pull, because today, especially, you know, growing your own food, growing your own flowers, and organic growing is so important, and that's getting a really high profile, mainly because we use so much of the food in the cafe and so on, and we try lots of different varieties, new ways of doing things. The woodland gardens are really special because they're quite small woodland gardens, and they're very intensively managed, unlike most woodland gardens you see that are more informal. And we've got lots of really, really rare plants, really special things, some very, very expensive things that you won't see in other gardens. Favourite bit of the garden? It depends on the time of the year. The garden changes so much from month to month to month, almost by day, you know. We're doing everything we can to make the gardens 364 days of the year interest. We're brilliant in the spring, January, February, March. There's such a lot to see, even in a bad year like this year, there's such a lot to see in those months before you get into May and June, which are, especially in Wales, by far and away the best months of the year. And we're doing a lot more with autumn colour now. We've got a tremendous amount of autumn colour, so there's a full spectrum through the whole season. Lots of gardeners from other head gardeners come to Aberglasney, and they all say they're very jealous when they leave, and it's things like that that make you feel good. The job at Aberglasney is very interesting. It's been... The gardens have been restored over a period of time. I picked up the baton from the previous head gardener, and it is a very, very special place that you want to cherish, develop. We also do things in the way botanic gardens do, in a way. We garden for the next 250 years. It's not for the next 5 years or the next 10 years. The plan for the gardens is very long term, so we'll plant something that's a foot tall, but in 150 years it'll be resplendent, and that makes it very special. It's a very long drawn out process for the gardens, and we're doing a lot to make sure that the future of the gardens goes on for a long time.